Well, I'm about to head off on a big family trip to Colombia for Christmas. So instead of creating new podcast episodes, for the next couple of weeks, my team has recast some of my most popular episodes for your listening pleasure. Enjoy, and I will see you, or speak to you, in the new year. Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Have you ever wondered why you feel a bit all over the place on a Monday, or why you can get so much more done on Thursdays? Why some days you feel in flow and other days you feel busy and like a bit frantic? If you've noticed this playing out during your week, I want to share a practice that can help you feel more connected to a natural rhythm. And of course, it all comes back to astrology. But first, let me put this in context of the way we work as online business owners. And this is from a tip I learned a few years ago in my copywriting days. Theme my days to focus on key business activities. So for example, Money Mondays are all about your finances and admin, while something like Work It Wednesday might be solely focused on client calls. What I want to talk about today, planning your week by honoring the planets, which takes this idea of theming your days a step further and taps into some astrological energy to give each day a bit of a boost. I'm going to go through how the planets govern each day, and I want you to ask yourself the question, what magic might happen in my business if I worked with the cosmic energy to make my days and weeks flow a little easier? Because we all want more flow, don't we? Okay, so Mondays. Mondays are ruled by the moon. Now, the moon is linked to our emotions. It's our subconscious processor. And this is why we might feel a little moody, uncertain, or not quite sure of ourselves on a Monday. And that's why I suggest keeping Mondays a little more flexible. However, when you're tapping into the emotions and the intuitive powers of the moon, it can be a great day for creativity and content creation. You might be able to create some absolutely inspired stuff for your business on a Monday if you allow yourself the space to listen to your intuition. So personally, I like to leave my Mondays quite flexible and fluid, and I often bring in a small ritual if needed, just to bring me back to center, remind me what I'm here to do, all of that sort of thing. So my tip is keep Mondays as open as possible so you can flow with your mood and get creative and get inspired and tap into that intuition. Don't overschedule yourself on a Monday, because you will start to really feel probably emotionally drained by the end of the day. If you, for instance, schedule a lot of calls in, it's not a great day for doing a lot of client-facing work. It's more of an internal, intuitive day where you want to be able to move with those emotions. Tuesdays are ruled by the planet Mars, our action planet, our energy planet. With this planet ruling Tuesdays, you might notice your energy gets a little boost. You feel like you can just get things done on a Tuesday. Things might feel busier, even frantic on some Tuesdays. You might find there's a lot going on. You can probably smash your workout or move through your to-do list at a high speed, but you might find yourself getting a little sidetracked or racing through things and potentially making some unnecessary mistakes. So Mars energy can be quite exciting and activating, but it can sometimes be a little erratic and reactive. So we want to be careful of not getting into that reactive or agitated state. rather than proactive and productive state. But you want to be able to tap into that action, passion, and energy of Mars. So really think about what task or job you need to get done and schedule it on a Tuesday, because the Mars energy will help you to power through that task. Wednesdays are ruled by the planet Mercury, our messenger planet, our planet of communication, thinking, and transport and trade. This makes Wednesdays a great day to do presentations, to record podcast interviews, or work on things like your website copy, your sales page, whatever next opt-in you're creating, that kind of thing. Your words are going to flow a little easier, and you might even feel more persuasive and clear-headed on a Wednesday with that mercurial energy coming through. So my tip is to use Wednesdays for tasks that need clear, impactful communication. That means it can also be a great day for client calls and for really communicating with the people in your team as well. Thursday is ruled by Jupiter, our big benefic planet of expansion, higher learning, higher thinking, philosophy, wisdom, faith, trust, abundance. This makes Thursdays a beautiful day for teaching and learning and sharing your philosophy. So that means you can run powerful workshops potentially, host some really great masterclasses. It's a great day to connect with like-minded people, and it's an amazing day to do things that will grow your business. So I really like to schedule things in that are business development type activities on Thursdays, including things like running guest masterclasses or running my own workshops, that kind of thing. The things that are really going to help get you visible, help you expand your reach as well. Things like that, things that are going to grow you and your business. Jupiter governs big projects and teams. So the beauty of Thursday is you might find you can get a lot more done. Like time somehow expands to allow you to get more done. It feels more expansive. So Thursdays are also a day where I like to, you know, schedule in the big client projects that I'm working on as well. Think about what activities you can do on Thursdays to feel a sense of growth or expansion in your business. That's a great way to work with that energy. Friday is my favorite day of the week. Friday is ruled by the planet Venus, the goddess of love and pleasure and all things that feel good. So Fridays are all about having a good time. That makes it a wonderful day to schedule things like a long lunch, a catch up with colleagues, or other activities that feel really good to you and are activities that you really enjoy doing in your business. It's a great day to focus on what you value and to get creative or connect with people and places that are bringing you the good vibes. So my tip is to schedule your Friday so you can do things that make you feel good. Maybe even work in a different location, a beautiful location. Think about beauty. Think about where you're going to really enjoy working from. Think about the way that you love to work and who you love to work with, and schedule things that involve those people or activities. I love to use my Fridays to do a little bit of work that I love, but also to have a really long lunch with my partner, to potentially schedule in some beautification activities, whether that be like getting my hair done or thinking about what outfits I might need, things that are about bringing you pleasure, but also beauty and how you're beautifying yourself or how you're beautifying your space. If I'm going to do a photo shoot, I love to do it on a Friday just to bring some of that juicy Venus vibes to the shoot as well. So that's another activity you can schedule for a Friday. Saturday. I know most of us don't necessarily work on Saturday. However, if you're an online business owner, probably you work most days of the week. So Saturday is ruled by the planet Saturn, and Saturn is the workhorse planet, the planet of structures, time, organization, boundaries, rules, etc. So if you happen to work on a Saturday, you might notice you're more methodical or organized than usual. It's a really great day to set things up for the week, month, or even the year ahead and get thinking about projects that are going to pay off in the long term. Saturn is all about our longevity, our legacy in our business. So really working on those things that are going to pay off in the long term. Saturdays are a great day to plan and get organized. So think about that. Sundays are, of course, ruled by the sun, the glorious sun, which makes them the perfect day to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sunshine. It's also a great day to reflect on the week that you've had and re-energize yourself for the week ahead. So think about using that energy of the sun to really reset, refocus, re-energize yourself for whatever it is you're doing the next week in your business. Okay, that is the week at a glance. I also want you to consider, if you are going to work with this planetary energy, to honor the planets in some way each day. So not only consider that energy that is ruling the day, but also do something like wear a color that honors the planet. So on Mondays, you might like to wear white or silver or like a light blue color to honor the moon and to bring some of that intuitive, creative energy into your day to really boost that. On Tuesday, you want to think about wearing or incorporating the Mars colors. So red, wear some red, put on some red lippy, you know, maybe have a piece of jewelry that's red if you don't like wearing the color red in your clothing, for instance. Just pull in elements of that planet to boost that Mars energy to allow you to really get things done on those Tuesdays. Wednesday, Mercury loves the color green. So you wear green, add a bit of green to your day somehow. What can you do that's going to honor that planet of thinking and communication in some way to bring that energy more strongly into your business? Thursdays with Jupiter. Jupiter is all about royalty because it's the king of the gods. You want to bring in some royal colors. So royal blue, purple, you know, those jewel tones. How can you bring that into your day? Wear gold, really amp up that kind of queen or king vibe to your day. And of course, Friday is ruled by Venus. You want to really feel good in whatever you're wearing. You want to wear something that makes you feel good, makes you feel attractive, makes you feel sexy. Like wear something fun and something that, yeah, wear something that turns you on, basically. Maybe something that feels romantic to you or sensual in some way, like really honor that energy. On Saturdays, honoring the energy of Saturn would be wearing something a little bit more serious, wearing a darker color, like maybe a gray or a black or a brown or something a little more structured potentially. Think about, you know, if you are using that day for work purposes, really bringing the energy of Saturn into what you're wearing or into your workspace that day. Sunday with the sun, wear bright colors. Really embrace that sunshine energy. Wear yellow, orange, potentially more gold. Like throw it out there. Like feel the sun vibrating through your life and business on a Sunday. Okay, so that is my key tips for using a bit of astrological magic to plan your week. If you'd like to find out more about planning your business using astrology, planning out your marketing activities, planning out your business strategy, working with astrology, then I really encourage you to book some time with me. There will be a link in the show notes. Either booking in for my ongoing coaching or booking in for a soul-soothing strategy day where we map out your business activities for the next 6 to 12 months based on your birth chart and the key transits that are going to be playing out in your life and business. So check out the link in the show notes. I would love to help you use some more astro magic, more cosmic juice to plan your business activities, because it just brings everything into so much more alignment and flow and allows you to feel a lot more decisive and a lot more clear on what activities you're doing. Okay, thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon.